Mr. David Feinberg, before he left, was kind enough to hide up some Maram Akimis, the Mafreya, most of them, the ones on business for the whole week that he missed, and the ones on Mezuzah, the first week that he missed. That's all the Mafreya, and a little bit for these 2 days on Sefer Torah as well. He finished Maram Akimis, I have a certain edition, so you guys will worry about that tomorrow. I'll be on my desk in there. Okay. About the left of the two rights in Aruch HaShulchan concerning the matter of Shutfus. The question is, if a person fulfilled the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, the Shutfus. What do you mean by Shutfus? How does Shutfus mean? Assume, like the Rambam, if I can't write a Sefer Torah, I can commission someone to write it for me. So, does it mean only if Reuven commissions Shimon and Levi commissions Yehuda? Is that good? What if Reuben and Shimon together commission Levi? Is that also good or not? That's the shaila of the person fulfills the mitzvah of Sefer Torah b'shutfus or not. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Yesh is $50. Yesh me agdol v'shin estapku im shnayim yotzim dey chavosim k'shekos the Sefer Torah b'shutfus. I think it means to a shaliach, if I understand it correctly. It is in the adaitin nirat borah she'en yotzim. Let's chazer again. We saw two riots which we weren't so crazy about. The first one was, that every mitzvah you have to do by yourself, you can't just, unless it's a special drosha. So I explained that every mitzvah you have to do by yourself. You have to do it with your own hand. But here you can do it through someone else, through a shliach, then perhaps it didn't even be done b'shutfus. So because this raya is not so gevaldic. Okay. Then, he brought a raya that if you were to yotze with your father's kapirusha, kol shekhen b'shutfus, which is only half yours. Again, no raya, because if you told someone to write for you, so you at least did something. You got a birusha, you didn't do anything. But again, l'chora, no raya. So that was yesterday. Now, two rayas we left as rayas overnight. Also found in the Aruch HaShulchan. One is a raya which is found already printed in the regular Shulchan Aruch. You can open the regular Shulchan Aruch and see this raya. The raya is a raya from the Torah Chayim, and that is a raya to our discussion. It's found in Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Piskei Truma. Simon Ayin Reish, opening a Piskei Truma, says that Truma is really no good. Kivega says, Araya, because the Torah Chaim says that a person should not donate a Sefer Torah to the Tzibur, because you have to have it all the time, that's for yours. You see clearly that if you have a Sefer Torah of a Shutfus, you're not yotzei of a Kivega. So, Kshemakish with Tzibur, Gamu Shutafo. I didn't give it away to somebody else. If I gave it, I donated it to the Shul. I'm a Shutaf in the Shul. I'm a dues payer in the Shul. That's the right. I saw in the footnote of the Minchas Chinuch, he quoted that the court is an Otameach. Court of an Otameach, he can disprove this raya of the Bechivei. So look it up, very interesting. In Otameach, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he has a whole discussion about Shutfus, Perek Zion, Halacha Al, and he says it's found. He thinks, really, maybe, again, he's not saying for sure. Maybe he can be Yotze, even B'Shut. Even B'Shut. He thinks an interesting raya, a different raya. Is it true in the Rosh Tomu, Amailo Mekaimin and Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah B'Zman Hazeh? They didn't really, I looked it up, they weren't Tomeya, that's not quite accurate, but they just sort of assumed you might say that you're not. Vidyos and Vishutras, Ein, Irish, Ein, Basay, Fatar. So what he's in effect saying is that the Rosh was trying to be Malamat, Tzvus, and Klal Yisrael by saying, Vidyos and Vishutras, and you don't need a Sefer Torah going to the Shach against the Beis Ezra yesterday. What do you need a Sefer Torah for? Every time there's a Sefer Torah? I don't understand. This is Chocham Echad. It's called Chocham Echad. I don't understand Chocham Echad. Most shuls have a Sefer Torah, which they had from from their father and grandfather. Let him show us, you know, a campaign that's right to say for Torah this year. It could be a person's whole lifetime so far. Anyway, they didn't say for Torah from his father to his grandfather. I don't see what the proof really is. But in any event, that's their aura. That's their aura. There must be that if the shul holds the Sefer Torah, you're not Yosef. That's the Mi'orsa Me'ach. There ain't no. The nearer the Achim name of the Yosef Mishal Sefer Torah, but Shutfus is a Siv Kitu Lachem. That's only a Shut. If there is in the Shutfus, Misha Eino Bach Yuva, Einam Yosef. That's a Sefer Torah kosher. You call me come Einam Akaim, Mitzvah Sefer Sefer Torah. That's a Kimo Kono Sefer Torah. For the person not a Bar Chiyuva, he's not in the Pasha. Oh, that's assumption number one. That Shutzim is only to two people or ten people, all of them are Chayiv and Sefer Torah. All right, then maybe you'll be Yosef. But if one of them is not, it's not. He's up there. V'yim ken Chayiv zina din noshim is not in the Chayiv and Sefer Torah, and he's assuming that noshim of Potter will get to later. V'yim ken, the Yashalote, because the women are part of the campaign to raise funds for the Sefer Torah. And since they're part of that campaign, and that's been including Mr. Sefer Torah, so my partners include people who are potter, and it's not good enough. And he throws in a twist. We are caught up the maximum hamos with tzibur. What does that mean? So now he's taking a different tax. That's when people are donating the money for the Sefer Torah, so they cannot fulfill it straight, because there's a woman who's giving money to. And I think he's turning and saying that they must, they're donating it to the Tzibur as a collective, and the Tzibur as a collective is hiring the Sefer to write a Sefer Torah. I understand what he's saying. Im Kain, Im, Hava Mitzvah Prati, Talkol Yochid, Ein Yotzim and Asher Kosen, Mimot Hashach with Tzibur, Lola Shol Yochid. A Tzibur as a collective unit, as a separate unit, bracket, Ein Menachos Chafalas, the Kohen Shokol B'Kor B'Tzibur, U'Menchoso Nechelet. It's the opening paragraph in Oslo Beth. It's just Kula Chiddush. I don't know what he's exactly saying. If he'd stop at the beginning and say, listen, some of your partners are not B'nai Chiyuva, then I understand. And I think he should have stopped there, because the Pashas is that a base that Knesset is simply Shal Shutfus. The Pashas shot it that way. We read it a little bit earlier from Chief Pesach in the figure of Talas Shal Beth Knesset, that maybe you could argue that Tzibur is different. But the Pashas and the Masechta Nedarim is that a shul is simply a partnership. I have Minchas Kohen, that's different. Rabbi Meitzel and Chumash, that Shiklei HaTzibur, Tumas HaLishka, that's as different as a concept called a Tzibur as such. But the shul of Tengah Nega Shtibur, that's already Klal Yisrael. That's not even a Klal in the block. So, I mean, I don't quite follow the full drift of what the Rasamech is driving at, but I'll call upon him, even if you stop the first half of the paragraph, that there's those who are not B'nai Chiyuva, because the women are involved in the campaign, and that's all. The second half of the paragraph, again, I don't understand on a few levels. Fine. He does say that it could be Kona. Right? Have it Kona. In fact, maybe it means I'm buying out the woman's chelik. I'm not sure what exactly he's driving at. I can't be sure. It's a little bit in riddle. If the Rosh in fact assumes that you would not fulfill the mitzvah when the Tzibur writes it together, which is what his assumption is, again, I can't prove it from this. Maybe they just Yarish thing from previous generation. Then the reason is because presumably you're not Yosef when you're Kona Sefer Torah. What's wrong with Kona Sefer Torah? Of course, the Rambam understands. I'm holding Kona as not Yosef. The Chosef Minas Shuk, which is not Yosef, the Mitzvah we saw yesterday. But the Rosh, don't go and see that the Rosh, well, the Rosh might also hold that way. Because the Rosh quotes Tarsus Lashon. Tarsus on Laman of an Aleph. And we saw that according to the Grah and the Drisha, Tarsus meant you're only Yosef if you buy any Magia. But either one by itself, perhaps you're not Yosef. So that could be Shach, Alberich, Yosef. But there's a fourth right. We mentioned yesterday. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that Melech in Hedges Lo. The right to the Melech is what is required to write the Sefer Torah. I was just forced that a Hedges is the Mogim of Teret. A Melech has to write two, and Hedges only has to write one. So the Mephoshim asks a Kasha, what do you mean? I have a better answer you could have given. How you mechanic does they have to write two? Give a different answer. What's the answer? The answer is that a Melech has to write it himself, and a Hedger writes the Shutmas, because a Melech is the cost of lowest Mishnah Terazot. But by a Hedger it says, Kitzul Lacher. So why am I going to give that Terazot? And if that Terazot is a possibility, I do have no right to Mechadish, then a Melech has to write two Sfar. That's the Kash, which is the other Raya, which is brought by the Orch HaShulchan, and the Orch HaMech. Orch HaShulchan is the great Raya. Now, the man slugged up the right in a very interesting way, but he's such an illusion. How did he slug up this right? Here's what he said. Look. If you're going to assume that Shutman and Yotze, it's because together they can use the Sefer Torah. He's working with the assumption now that, as the Rosh seems to assume, that Kitzur Lechemet Hashir Azot V'lam Dot V'nei Yisrael Simon V'fiyam. And I fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah if I write it in a way that I can then learn from it. That's assumption number one. Assumption number one. Assumption number two. I can only fulfill my mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah with a partner if we can both be open. Before we said it for both today, for you as opposed to Nashim. Now he's saying we can both be open. And this does not mean, he says, that neither of us already has fulfilled the mitzvah. In other words, if there's 10 part of the joints to write a Sefer Torah now, and one already has already written his own Sefer Torah, so that's okay. But he most of all the mitzvah, he says. But if there's somebody who, even if he's a Bar Chiyuva and Mitzvah Tziva, cannot fulfill the Mitzvah Tziva Sefer Torah with this Sefer, he cannot. And I'm his partner, then I cannot be Yotze Hiv. Where do you leave this to? That's in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, as of a hoysa imo, the korabo koyam echaya. The prophet said that next week's parish, I think the parish of Shalston. Next week's parish, we'll read a week from Shabbos. So the Rishalmi says, the korabo hu v'lo achir. No one else can read the same Torah but the king himself. And now it's the message like, shavito shel melech en hedge mishtamishma. So the melech like this, if I want to be a partner with the king, we'll write the same Torah together, what's going to happen? Partly belongs to the king. I can't read it. If I can't read it, I can't be yotze. I can't be yotze, the king can't be yotze. But two star people could be yotze b'shutfah. That's how we also mech writes the slug of this raya, the Orch HaShulchan, and an earlier poskim from the Gemara to Nedin Avkof Al. Okay, this is the harifas of the Sefer Orch HaMech. Fine. Let's go back to the Minchas Chinuch, which is also beautiful Torah on these inyanim. The Rambam din that we were sort of assuming until now, that a person can commission someone, can make a shaliach to write a Sefer Torah. Who said it works? Says the Minchas Chinuch. It says, Ein ze mevur b'gemara. Ach ze bor, ze b'chol ha-torah, shlucho shalonim kamos. Shlucho shalonim. All the Torah, Shlucha Shlom Kamalso. In performing a mitzvah, Shlucha Shlom Kamalso, I mentioned this yesterday to you. I can make a shliach to take a lulav for me. Obviously not. The why can I make a shliach to write a Sefer Torah? What's good? Such a pshitus? Such a pshitus? We mentioned earlier that maybe mitzvah should be gufo means only mitzvah sha'al gufo. As opposed to something you do with your hand. I have a lulav, you also just do it with your hand. So it's a cost of taka. Look, alecha v'yecha. Otherwise, it's poshut. You can do a mitzvah with your hands, not on your body. Do shlich. not posh. I don't know. In the footnote, Tezvav is an interesting mocker from, again, a manuscript Chumash of the Kivega from one of his relatives, of Zabalega, who brings the Gemara, that the Rambam got it from our Gemara. He got it from our Gemara, the Rambam. This is sharp. Open up the Gemara, please. I'll fly him and I'm out. It's still Lashon. Which may have served as a source for the Rambam. Because the Gemara has a lashon and Aslam and Amun Aleph. He bought a Sefer Torah, Kechol Sefer Mitzvah Menashuk, Kisavo,
Mala Lavakosov Kilutiblo Mehasina.
So the Zabal Eger says, that expression means he did more than he had to do.
Mala Lavakosov Kilutiblo Mehasina. What's the Nilsiyah Sarah here? He just did whatever he could do us to do. He went to save the Torah.
The Torah is the Rambam. That was from Dan.
He could have gotten someone to write it for him.
But he wrote it himself. Whoa, I'm about my Draga. It's Kilo Kibo Mehasina. That's exactly where the Rambam Pap got it from. This Gemara. Okay. Now, in the Minchas Chinuch, he argues on the, on that, Torah Chaim that we saw earlier, who said that if you sell it, you sell the Sefer Torah, you're no longer Yosef. That's also in the town of the Pesach Shuvah, just cotton gimel. Let's take a look at Sorry, everyone has a Shulchan Aruch? They're more sure by now, they're more Shulchan Aruch than people. So everyone can just look at the Shulchan Aruch, you're there, you're a gimel. No? Everyone can just get a copy. You must have some on the shelf, on the table. It has to be. You have some in the box or anything? Anybody 1 foot out the door here? Anyone in a minute? No? No more? Has to be longer. Has to be. No? Everyone has? No one. We don't have a Shulchan Aruch, look on with someone else, but there should be enough to go around. Okay. This Shuvah Simon Ayin Reish, the Kotzen Gimel, is as follows. Ayin B'Sefer Torah, Chaim B'Sen Hedin, and Chafalos HaKotzen, and Nira, the Yochan HaKotzen Sefer Torah Atzma, who the son of the Beis HaKnesses, Zikos for Mesiru, and Zikim Makdisha, Lav Shaper Ovid, the Kavish and Makdisha, Hare He Shal Hekdish, Malav Shalohi, Ve'li Yotzvei Lechavosov, the local name of the Bitsiva Lachut, Talia Milsa, Zaino. The Yoch is a cause of Sefer Torah, Asma, Rachakach, Nevda, Shita, Shitar, Pesubo, Sefer Torah, Acher. So the Chay Nira, Shem Ahakish, Sefer Torah, and Cain, Kosev, Vahasma, Acher, and quote. Comes the Bnei Yonah, who says, no, he's wrong, Cholikola, the first white line. And Nevdom Imenu will be mitzvah as a mokam yod nidei mitzvah as a kitzvah lachem. As if Nikro Nisipa korava dava shiachtei mitzvah as a tzivah. Well, because she mitzvah as a yachtei mitzvah as a tzivah 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 as a tzivah. Fine. Fine. So it's a machlaik. The Machlek, the Minchas Kinnuch also holds against the Torah Chaim. Interesting, in the footnote here, footnote Yudbei, he wants to bring a raya. Was it from the, who? From the same Mechana, from the Bnei Yonah. What's his raya? Because the Gemara says, if you buy a Sefer Torah, to chod it mitzvah min ashuk. Mashma, she'enu ela kechotef mitzvah shekfer isa ba'olam mashma the mitzvah kaksiva gabi mocher ishtar. Well, that's really a good raya, or not a good raya, but it's a problem of the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Chassina quotes it that if a melech has to write two Sifrei Torah, and if they got lost, and if he has no Sefer, that's what I'm right, if I have no Sefer Torah, or had a Sefer Torah that was lost, I the king have to write two Sefer Torah. But if it's lost, you have to write, you have to replace it. The Furush Rama, the Sefer Torah, the Furush Malacha. Very good. The Chorus of the Furush Apostle by Yamelech, Chorus, you know, the Korba, Koyamei Chaya, by Yamelech. Does he have to really write votes for it? I don't believe it. You can buy it. You can buy one. You can buy it. It has to be right. Because if Rama wrote the Melech on the same halacha, that if the Melech Yarsh is one, he has to write one new one. And now Rama says he has to write two. It can't be Dafka. Impossible. So that's the whole thing is Lav Dafka. So there's no right for the Melech. In any event, this is the Machloika to the postgame, which is the talking about Korea. What happens if you get a Sefer Torah or what? So we'll come back to it in a little while. I first want to talk about the mitzvah of Sefer Torah from the perspective of Noshin. The Sefer HaChinuch the very end of the very last mitzvah. Remember, it's the very end of the last time. Mr. Taryak says, for the Heges, for the Oyez of Bechol Makom, who Bechol Man, this is the other way, it does this. Sign off. Vizchorim, Shehein Chayovin B'Talmud Tov. Ukemo came Lichtov also. V'lo Hanekev. And the Furush is there for a Chinuch. Licha Ora, the Chinuch is the same as the Rosh. At the midst of Chiva Sefer Torah. And Talmud Torah go together. Shagatai keeps screaming, there's no connection, and there's against the Rosh. The way they reach out to the Rosh, Shach. But they put Chot Mefurush in the Chinuch. Mefurush. Mefurush. So the Shagatai, the Mitzvah Sinai called the Shagatai, it said it's wrong. The Mitzvah Sinai says, Shalom Atman Drama. And there should be Chayim. The Chayim. I said the Shagatai, but they can't write it, but they can't write a Sefer Torah. Can't write one. How can I be Chayim? Incidentally, the Shach, in some of the Reish Pe'alf, is called Vov, quoted Risha, who was the Medayik from the Riv, that a woman can write a Sefer Torah. Don't publicize it too much. I didn't find the Drisha. Maybe it was Drisha that's there as well. But I couldn't find it. But you may look, you'll find it. In any event, we'll keep it to ourselves. We pass from our Mokhla Mait in any event that a woman is not permitted to write a Sefer Torah. If she can't write a Sefer Torah, she's Mokhla to write it. It's ridiculous. As a Shaka Tzai, no, what are you talking about? That's true. A woman can't write a Mezuzah. For sure. Yes, she's Chayav and Mezuzah. I'll tell the Shaka Tzai. What do you say about that? Exactly. But we know what it means. The Mitzvah to be Kovei the Mezuzah. What's the Shaka Tzai talking about? So indeed, that's exactly what the Menachas Chinuch said. Hatam Poshet. Came with the Noshim Psulis Lichtov Sefer Torah. Dana Bekshira. Look at that. First of all, it's a beautiful pilpul, but it's against the Sefer Chinuch himself. The Chinuch himself is the reason she's part of the Talmud Torah. Like the Rosh. But okay, that's the old against the Rosh. There's no connection between Talmud Torah and Stephen Sefer Torah. They're part there anyway. Because they can't write, they're possible to write because we equate Sefer Torah and Mezuzah to Tefillin. So they can't write, there's no way that they can be Mechuyev in the midst of Tzviva. What do you mean? I also can't write. Not that I can't write. I have bad handwriting. I can't write a Sefer Torah, Kosher, Sefer, Sharif, to break it to Reina Chol Yisrael. Never. I never say never. But I can't imagine myself ever being able to do something. The parrot is, I make a Shliach, the Rabbi said. Let her make a Shliach too. What do you say about that? Iyu lomati avid, shliach lomati mashvi. If I can't do it, not because I can't, technically, kumu the koyavlet, but halakhically I can't do it myself, I'm not empowered to make a shliach. That's a famous figure by Hani Kahani, Shluchu di Rachmoni, Shluchu di Dani, Gabor di Dorot, so this is a Gennadir, Kittim, Iyu lomati avid, is a mitzvah, the Minchas Chinuch, Shliach lomati mashvi, since they're puzzled to write it, their shliach doesn't help, and as their borrower of the emes with the yad of the Shemayim. Finished. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Finished. Ooh, Rabbi Yitzhak. The Shagatai, I think you also know how to learn. No one's denying that fact. You can't learn. The Shagatai know how to learn. No. So what do you say? Tell us it's Risha. No, they're not a Kabbalah. I haven't seen sound of Risha. I haven't look. Shach wrote. So what's the answer? So I saw it as unbelievable. I could can't land. It's probably held like the Shara Yosher. This is real Yeshiva Shatayah. Footnote 10 Zion, because the Shara Yosher. Listen to this. Very interesting. High Klala of Yula must be over Shlichu must be Mashrib. Shayach Rak B'mokam She'ilulei HaShlichus Lohoyu Maite HaShlichu Mawilim. At all. By Kahanim. Yamir is a kind of the Dan, Koch, show us a carbon, the Rakhmi Yad of Bailim, who will a day man a carbon discussion. Of the Mokum, Shemaita, Shriach, Roy, Mitaratno. Vashlich, the Rakhla, Hakshiv, and Maita Kilna, the Rel Mishalea, the Zel, or Shaya, Hai Klolo. Vichok, Yidan, Shall the Hepsha say the Torah and Torah Shlichus? Rakhine she yichoshe kilu hamashaleach kisavo. Vezeh mahanya ashlichus kamen mahamashaleach lamati ovid.
What an interesting lumbus. This is somewhat the shakatayo. In other words, what's that deal of us? If I can't do it, I can't appoint someone else to do it. That means if someone else is a nobody, if someone else has nothing to say over here, so someone else can only be empowered by me, otherwise he can't get started. I can't do it, how can I empower him to do it? But if someone else is empowered to do it on his own, he can do it. He is doing it. There's no problem doing it. And all I want to do is that what he's doing, which he can do, to relate to me. So then, even though I can't do it, I can make a relationship. As I said, I'm Shimon. So, could be the second time. I think I'm Shimon Scott. Wow. Don't know how to learn. So, that could be a shower. Just put those 10 Zion in the Minchas Kimah. Fine. Yeah. No, he disagrees with the Chinuch. He understands the Chinuch, that's fine. The Chinuch says you're potter, I mean, the Chinuch is your potter for mitzvahs, Stephen say for Torah because you're potter from Talmud Torah. Perhaps the Rosh holds that way. The Shanachar says absolutely wrong. The Rosh is wrong, but he wasn't afraid of his Shanachar. The Rosh is wrong, the Chinuch is wrong, they're all wrong. They're two separate and distinct mitzvahs, and they're not doing each other. No, but I asked a different question. Now, yes, they're wrong, but how do you take care of the problem of Yilo or some of the others? How do you get rid of that problem? That's what I thought. Maybe it was the Shimon. That's what the Shakasai presumably hold. Incidentally, it's fascinating discussion. It's relevant to other areas of halacha about Yad Tola to Yad Balabai. Echad the Nechabura told the Minchas Kimmich that Yad Tola to Yad Balabai, the Machne Ephraim says, even by a goy, whose life and shlichut, you can say, Tola is other. Famous Machne Ephraim. Called by the Minchas Kimmich. The first the Minchas Kimmich says in the Komet Mincha that the Machne Ephraim is correct. The Chiddush Nifla, correct. Not everyone agrees with correct. Post can rely upon it. This idea came up in Dichos Mechiva's comic, that a situation of selling comments of companies, and the companies were owned by non-from people, they wanted to be open on Pesach. You had a dual Mechiva's comic, and you wanted that there should be a shlichus, but a shlichus for Akum, because the guy is not meeting every single propriety, he's only meeting the Jew, and then there's the whole story. No, a different trick. So they had a different trick. The trick was to sell the company to a guy, to sell the company to a guy, and even though the guy is sitting home in his house somewhere in New York City, and food, chametz is coming into the factories, there are Jewish people there. So whatever the Jewish people accept in their orders and in the Pesach, it really belongs to the guy sitting in New York. There's no such thing as shlichus for nafri. Yad toil ki yad balabai. Yad toil ki yad balabai. Some folks can want to suggest. Huh? Yad toil ki yad balabai? Huh? Who talks? Who's offer for whom? The Paul's being offered for the Balabais. Well, that's what's in effect happening over here. The person the Jewish person sitting in the factory is a pile of the Goyish proprietor. What's that? You can say the whole thing is completely off. I could have said that too, but that's not what we'll get to. But the Chassidus didn't say that. You asked a good question. We'll come to that. Very good point. He wants to bring a raya that the Machna Sayim is correct. The places of all places in Tamura have Bezim is Bezim. This is a Yoyzi holds that Korban Nachri also Tamura. So the Gemara doesn't have a Shaila
was the guy himself to make tmura. Because it must be the guy can make tmura. Because if the guy can make tmura, how can a Yisrael make tmura for him on his carbon? Yila must be Ovid, Shtichla must be Mash. End quote of Tarsus, tmura that made the mistake. Freshman Chassinich, what are you creaking to this cloud? Just say, Ein Shtichla Tanachri. Pashin. Just say, Ein Shtichla Tanachri. Finished. We had a great come to this obscure law. No one knows. Everyone knows. Every kid knows. And Shlichus Anachri. Allah Amanicha. Mishum Ein Shlichus Anachri. Akati Mashkachas Labeschar. If the guy will pay the Jew to make tzmura, it would work. Aber Mishum Dihu Lo Mati Ovid Lo Mahani Afil Labeschar Kamosh Kasapti. Haka, why not? Why not? If you had to talk, you had Baba Bias, why not? This is what he says. The Sham that Torah beat the sleep of the Gaz and Kosovo Amina. Stafford the Paul, the other,
the Balabayas can arise there for Torah. So I need to get told you about Balabayas. At the end of the FMZ Habur. Now, I would suggest, if I may, it is only with an intrinsic Torah. That is, the Goy can't make Torah, a woman can't write a paper Torah. But in the case I discussed with the Chavit, the Goy can buy Chavit. Even though the toil here is the Goyish of the guy at the Balabayas, that's a problem, it's sewer. Give me a muzzle. But Yaakov did a whole thing, and he said, wow, what's the shaykh of the Yatpah over here? There's a paper card. So it's going to come back in a little while. Here's what the Minchas Kinnis is over here, Mitzvah Tov, Reish, Yud, Gimel. Fine. The Aruch HaShulchan, in end of Sif Yud Aleph, says the same as the Kinnis. And if you hold that the connection between Talmud Torah and Sefer Sefer Torah, women are Pasa, based upon the Rashi said. And he ties it in the same Shaila to the question you mentioned before, the Torah's timing. But writing a Sefer Torah and giving it away. It's a separate bit for the Torah on Shulchan Yotze. The nature of the mitzvah is that you have to learn from it, then you're not Yotze. No longer left, but you gave it away, you sold it. You got lost. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan here, Simon Hayin Reish, this Yud Beis. I'm not 100% convinced that it's correct, because if you recall, we saw yesterday, the same Aruch HaShulchan said in Shif Tet, that if you yarshin the Sefer Torah, it's no good. Does not indicate that the mitzvah, the nature of it is not to learn from it, to learn from the Yarsh and Sefer Torah. But the Chassidim said, no, this group is not right. By saying, the Torah would go there, that a person should write a Sefer Torah in order to be able to learn from it. It's not the mitzvah to be able to learn with his Chaveah, but if there is a Chassidim to write it, they should be able to learn from it. But if you have it to learn from it, you didn't write it, you're not Yosef. So one could say, Los Amrucha, that the reverse is also true. I wrote a Sefer Torah which enabled me to learn from it. Even if later on I got lost, so what? I did the act of the Torah of the man, writing a Sefer Torah which I can learn from. I can learn from it now. I got lost a day later, so I already fulfilled my mitzvah. One could argue, Los Amrucha, what it doesn't sit, good day. However, in my opinion, it's probably correct for different reasons. The rush that we saw yesterday, the last line of Simon Aleph, you're not allowed to sell for. So the question is why? You say, well, you can't sell a Sefer Torah. But it's not so far. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yudalit said, also Vilka Sefer Torah, Afili Esha Sefer Torah Acher, Mishim to be Zayin Ola Sefer Torah. Not a din that I cancel the Sefer Torah, I have nothing to learn from anymore. So what if I have two others, or 10 others? Doesn't matter. But to be Zayin to the Sefer Torah. Look at Aruch, a be Zayin to the Sefer Torah is only a din in Sefer Torah. Doesn't it be Zayin to a Christmas Chodesh? That's a din of be Zayin. So why does the Rosh say you cancel the Christmas Chodesh? I wanted to suggest that maybe you cancel the Prince of Chumash, then you can send practice because you can no longer learn from it. And indeed, I wanted to suggest that that's the case if I have two Chumashim and I sell one, I don't need the other one. I have two identical Chumashim. And I sell one, I'm a Bar Mitzvah. I got three Mishnah Brewers, you know. So I sell two and I buy cakes and steady. I vote for Lili. What do you do over here? So maybe they say no. The guy already has a Mishnah Brewer. So if you saw it, you say Mishnah Brewer, that's kind of thing. And the other instance, because you can't, you need it to learn. I have another one. Maybe that's that. If the Shura has to cut me an hour, that although he said that in the Chazah, the Lord Yim Kurein, can't tell some shit Torah or Mishnah don't say what's saying. He writes, some who are all of them for Svaram the Chodava Shiyut. He's embedded. So, he doesn't, I don't know why, he's looking to save it to Ferris Mimosha. I don't think it's printed in the back, on the side or in the back of our, you know, there's something you see it to Ferris Mimosha on the side, no? In the back. I don't know what it says. It's one of the very fans, you know, there has to Ferris Mimosha in the back on the side. I've seen that with some time. I don't have it here, so I don't know what it says, but maybe that could be an argument. I have other Svarim, I can argue other Svarim. And there's no going to be Svarim, because then you need to learn from. So if you have two others, or one other, it should be good enough. That's upon him, you get an impression that according to this aspect of the din is, that if you sell it, you cannot learn from anymore. You would not have to fulfill the mitzvah of Stephen Terratosh from the rest of Manas. That means other Svarim. Okay, this concludes what I wanted to talk about the mitzvah of Stephen Terratosh as such. Any questions? Yes. I said before you, the person who has the Terratosh in honor of his father's 80th birthday. You know what happens? Who gets the mitzvah? The person who commissioned it. What if two people commission it? That's a shot of Sitzvah. I don't know what happens. I guess it's a whole style in. Don't know. Okay. I wanted to discuss, open up please to the Rosh, the sin of the Chof. Then I want to talk about, let's talk about cover tape itself. It's a very important topic. And very important a lot which we relate to the cookies over here. Let's start with Rosh Tzim and Chof. There's a brief quotation. The name is big. I'd like to show you the start of the point in Shavanah. Except from Garcinan de Perek HaShalea. If not Memhei. Famous in Lord. Say, Mitzara Shekhtavo Min Mitzara. Shekhtavo Akum Yigone. That's what I want to talk about. This is a very important bit. The first thing about the Tana Shulchan Aruch also in the first Simi Reish Pei Aleph Sif Aleph. Everybody said we move from Reish Ayin Reish to Reish Pei Aleph. We'll come back and we'll see something before. Reish Pei Aleph. Say, Vitar Shikshala Abitairis Yitzaret Sub of Nani Yigone. You know, what can I say of some of these words that they've been played with, but that's what it says. So the Sifkei Shuvah, the Karten Aleph, Machloikas HaNachamim, Minim Yimutu Likot Tumumashim Utspotim, Utsidua Yitzilas HaNitspotim, Ayah they orbit the Chavim, Ayin Shem Barichas. I don't have it, it's in Eichaya, but one Eichaya, I don't have it, because it's the back of the Rebellion. Barichas. What are they fighting about? The Chavim, they're fighting about the Chavim. The Chavim, Kratnalis says,
Ksava, maybe you start it from the Ksava, the same Elil Ksava. How is the Knani a Sufik? How can you go on a? Possibly some Sufik Malice.
Very nice. A Sufik. You shouldn't be reading it though. You can't burn it to maybe out of mind the Torah through a bonus book. But you can't read it either to maybe out of mind the Yoshka. The Mamelia should read it. And others say, no! We're not crisis first. We're not worried that the guy out of mind, Yoshka, somebody out of mind the Rabbana to us. Only a min has in mind somebody else. I think we're not both the chance of cutting out. Now, why is he running? We have to call it a good sheep. No, that's sure. You tell me you can't read it and you can't prove it. Oh, those who are going to side and say, so what? So what? Which way? Get in mind, now the shame of will, right? What else do you do? Use it. Can't use the safer Torah. I mean, you certainly can use it for what you use in the Torah. Again, it was made for the safer Torah, which was by a guy. It was mostly the safer Torah, for sure not. But you want to read it, you'll read it down in your house. If you start to take it home, and look at that, it's your name. The point of that day, your name. You got to just mean the person say, don't leave it around, because they're going to lay into it. Exactly your point. You got to mean, don't leave it around because I'm going to land for it. You can keep it in, locked in a safe and you'll read it whatever in the moment I was landing in it. It's not going to be Muslim. Of course, if it's going to show us what about practical case. A prince is sitting there, of course. We're not going to land for it. Okay. But you can use it. Like it would be, you got it. You can use it. You don't want to use it, so you got it. Well, if I show you has some very interesting things, which, I don't know. Very interesting. He writes the third Reish Pe'ala as follows. Dipei, he's Pamei against the Tav. He doesn't understand where the Tav got it from. Drop this morning. Take on your whole lot. Stay with me, that Tainu. And even the Rambam said, and both students. As we're close to Kumashin, there's a series of questions against, this page is really not, I think it's probably much more relevant. Let me read it again. We should acknowledge an effort to remove the liquid to the volume and impose them as they mean it. We are not even talking about something. If they are doing the acts of aim of order to accomplish the name of the Kirusa Dharma, at first, the spawn, the Israel came to Chavna, about a Kehavim, and the Zelah Kol Yaduash, ain't shum chashash with my name who's there. We can push it to Mutter, we can Minna Gaola. No one is speaking about different deities. He writes in his days already. Only a min. Minim Azukim be Kochovim or Shmam Kostu. You have the burden. You need to make Hazal. Av La'afta V'shayach there. In our Minim be Kochovim ele hei porke ol Malchus Shemayim in Chal Avar Yonim hei Kivosim ala the Gneez of Lodis Reifah. You don't have these Minim anymore. What? I don't know. Is that true? Maybe. Does no one now believe in a different God? What do you say? And these missionaries, they don't want to print all these Bibles. Okay, they're not believing Yoshka. As a deity? It sounds like it to me. I don't want to do the awful shit from this in Europe. In Europe, where it's a vast Catholic. 100 years ago. What do you mean? I'm not sure what do you mean? I wonder what the vast Catholic in Europe is talking. I don't know. There's an interesting question. Another card there, what's depend upon? The publisher
or the how should I say it, the actual person who pressed the button on the photo offset design. Everything photo offset these days, who knows about David Palmer left a day too early. He's written books. So he puts out a book, who pressed the button? David Palmer also pressed the button, or he got some guy to press the button. Call up. Email it, find out what exactly he's done. Let's assume that it's that publishing. Right, David A. Feinberg publishing. Let's say Discord, for example. Is that DAF publishing these days? So DAF publishing is for the big Discord this year. But they clicked it somewhere in who knows where, in New York area, and then the guy who pressed the button is all on party. And they said, Stanley. That's very devout. It's all Catholic. So when he pressed the button and has his God's name in it, so, what's the kind of box? The person who was publishing it, or the guy pressing the box? What do you say? Huh? Good question. All your things are very important. Forget about this question over here. It's a small question. I mean, not so small at all, about the who is it meant not to be? The publisher or the laborer who pressed the button? Much more significant question. Can I take the basic system to the garbage? No, I'm not kidding around. According, if you depend upon the publisher, I'm not to show it. That's why you, it's a different story. I really won't go into that. But if it goes both the laborer, the laborer has no clue, it's not the cadistry. It makes it cluster to be sharper to the boy. But then they're like, why can't I throw it to the garbage? No. Can a guy even Kaddish say my chef? Or can you say a guy believes in God, if we believe in God. He's about to convert. Alright, he's one step away from the mikvah to convert. To do this, but he stops by the press of the button and they print 10,000 so much. They want to know that they have Kedusha or not. It's got the power to be Mekadesh a safer for Hashem Hashem. What's it in? Huh? What's it in? I thought the answer was no. So I thought, I wasn't sure. What? Oh. So why did he go? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Gonis is laughed after. The Gonis just means you shouldn't read it. There's no chiyuv to put it in Shemus for you. The Chorat the Machloek. If you're the Gonis Kipshuto, which is the passage in the Rambam, which means that the Goy in fact can create Kedushas Hashem, Kedushas Hashem, Kedushas Kitzvei HaKodesh. If you hold, you got it as lav dafka. But if you can't, that's not question number one. Can he or can he not? But as Yaakov said, did he read it? Did he know what it says there? The Mas'asik B'Alma B'Vash. I don't know. So the Pesach Yeshua talks about it in two places. In Resh Ayin Aleph Sifkot Mechop, and in Resh Pei Beis Sifkot Yud Beis. It's basically a repeat. Let's take a look, just to see a little bit. Whether our Svarim have Kedusha or not. Kedusha, Svarim, not Sefer Torah. It's not a Svarim. So in Resh Ayin Aleph Sifkot Mechop, this is a famous Taz. A Taz that Tfus is Ksiva Mamish. You shouldn't think that printing is not like writing. People who draw printed form, it's a terrible thing. A terrible thing. That he tried to prove that print is the same as stuff. So in theory, you can print the same for Torah. Theory. You can print again. Well, maybe not, he says. Hakika.
Aber the Christians of Svarmi conclude, Kol HaMekel Osid Liten Et Adin. So Tifchit Shuvo says, on his argument with the Taz and his details about Kedusha, he says, Gam Svarm and his person, like they hope they can call him Din Kedusha Sevatori Eishlem. He'll be so at Israel. That's the Shmuz Yaakov. But the Chavetz Yoreh says, no. Zippos Ayde Akam Ein Ben Kedusha. That means this is our case. You have a Goyish of labor pressing a button. Working for you, the Jew. So Machlokas Gedoli Achronim. Is it Kodosh or is it not Kodosh? Is it Kodosh or not? Eshet lo chamira kula hailin is isa tashish b'cheder b'shat ha-tzach. Kolgam and this book has to come b'zeh halokh l'maisim efsha. That's found over here in Reish Ayin Aleph and Kotl Chof. Repeat itself again. Reish Pei Bey says Kotl Yud Bey in the Fifth Gate Shuvah. Again, same Chavetz Yoreh. Svarim, it's possible, and they also have him, so there's a room to be makel in terms of the Itatashmash. That's what he said. Two different places. I don't know. How can I resolve this? No, so get to all these, every shadow of the world, so get to. But let's assume for the... Oh, so now hold on a second. So we have again the two possibilities, the Sorif and the Digonim. Okay? Now, look, Ira, according to the Tzad, that there's no need to do Sorif. Let's say the first guy who pressed the button doesn't believe in Yoshka. So I don't have to burn it. Am I allowed to burn it? You're not allowed to burn it. Is it already Sorif? Is it already Digonim? And Chashulchan, again, as I said before, disagrees. He writes over here, the Yesh Zakhik Lama Chukhkiniza. The Rambam himself says there are 20 things without which you can have a Kanana Kudusha Sefer Torah. So what do you need it for? Just use it. But Chachlama Shavemet Kavanasa Mashama Gignozu Kante Kavanasa Ken Kolama Yignozu Lo Yikru Bo Betzibuk in the Sefer Torah. And you could be left around, but to throw it out, sounds like he's murdered to the Pashto of the Rambam. You may not throw it out. You may not throw it out. You may not throw it out. Question. May you or may you not? What do you do, Rabbi Sai? You walk in somewhere and they give you a New Testament or an Old Testament altogether, printed by the missionary. What do you do with it? It happened to Matthew. They're all over the place. You come out of somewhere and open it in your bag. There it is. You're in a hotel. And then they give you a bag with your key, your information. You open up the Bible. Old and New Testament. What are you doing? I think I gotta burn it. No. I have the Bible. In the beginning, the Lord created the heaven and the earth. No, no, no. Custom me, no? Yeah. I don't know if to make a search and destroy mission. I don't think Mechuyev to go running after everything. But you can't, they gave it to you, you can't just take it and put it in and bring it home. That's a good translation. What was the translation? St. James? I don't know what the... Whatever it is. You have to get rid of it. Now, that's another question. Yeah. Right. I'll say it. That's true, but the Roy Milson and Matreya, that when Yoshka shows up in the new, that when it says the Lord in the old, it also mentions something to do with Yoshka. I think. I'm pretty sure. But yes, yes. Lita, right, correct. I would say no. I would say we'll throw it to all these songs. But Rabotai, the Rambam explains why. In Hilchos Yesodei Torah Perek Vav Halacha Ches. Because it ain't no mamon the Kedusha Hashem. So Kedusha there is. So you say, oh, we'll leave it anyway. No. That's the Rambam you were quoting me, right? You quote from Rambam Perek Vav Halacha in Yesodei Torah? Right. He says, ain't, listen to this lesson of the Rambam. Ain't no mamon the Kedusha Hashem. ולא קוטה לשמו, אלא שהוא מעלה בדעתו כשזה כשאר דברים, והוא בדעתו, כן, לא נפקד יש השם. That's step number one, there's no kedusha. Step number two, הוא מצווה לסור פה כדי שלא נניח שם לאפיקורס. There has to be a two step. First has to be there's no kedusha. Then, next step, you gotta burn it. There is a busy kedusha, you can't burn it. We open those stats and can't let Shem allocate them. That's week's passage. You read it a few times? First, the Leah, the six Pasha, please don't get out of my mind. We talk here, we are very current here. Now I'll tell you, look at the Pitzchei Tshuva, very important Pitzchei Tshuva. This is very serious questions here. Please turn the Pitzchei Tshuva here, Reish Payala, Sif Cotton Bay. Before the others that I just mentioned, Mitzvah the Torah, folks. Say, Fetorah, Shekotu, Echot, Shu, Nechshad, Ma'od, Shu, Mikat, Ha'aminim, Bishat say tzvi, shvosh chiktamya. Nach hazman, nizbar hadova shekenu, shu vikat harisho. Because of the mitzvah of sorfo, after the shas, shekotu say the Torah, loyal and nechshad. That's the tshuva miyad. So the Yehuda says no. If it's only a nechshad, aim the sorfo, I'm talking to you. What do you think? A guy who believes a Shabbat, what do they believe about? Who knows about Shabbat? Who's the star? Shabbat Chi? So there was a Mashiach, no? They held a false Messiah was a Messiah. So you have to burn this one. That's what it says over here. The Radvash seems to disagree. Say, V'torah shekhtav echa mea karoyim. Af sharamam zavmona osa b'chal haminim. Afil hochi lo yisore. The law nikru minin in yizek klal. We mishet sorif also over mishet lo sasin kain. And the tongue that either was pick up over tzibur. Fortunately, our base rate has a radvaz. I looked it up. Chelik bay simen tov shin ayat dalet. I looked it up. You know what it says? The Kairoyim believe in God. So they believe in God. They say that the shaman has kedusha. You can't get to step two. It's true you we ought to be meniach shem for these apokurses. But you can't get to step two until you get to step one. Step one is, he wrote it, he didn't have in mind that it's Mr. Benishon. Dvar Ba'alma. Dvar Ba'alma. Then you can just leave it around. No. Well, Nech Lem Shem, be a burden. But if the Apokoros has in mind the Benishon Olam, so it has Kedusha, you can't burn it. That's Pasha the Radvah said. I think that the first Poskim disagrees. I don't know. I don't. Shabbat Tzvi didn't believe in God. We have no rabbits for that. He converted to Islam. That's true. But the guy who belonged to the Kashab and Tzvi, doesn't mean he converted to Islam. The guy who converted to Islam went to Rang and Sefer Torah. So he wrote a Koran. But the Chorda guy is still Jewish. He belongs to what is the Sabbatian movement, the Shigoyim. I think that's Shazid Mashiach. I'm sorry? Why the Kfir HaShat HaShir is the Mashiach? I'll say the answer, but you may not want to hear it. Because he died. This is after the last time the Shabbat HaShir. That's true. Rabbi Zalman HaKhemi told me, so I sent the Shliach to him, he told me that to believe that someone who is dead is the Mashiach is
wrong, it's silly, but it's not absolute truth. Ad kan shemati imenu. With Nogea Lemaisa, the Halacha Lemaisa Mamish. I don't want to go into too many details now, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I'll say this much. If someone believes that a person who's dead is God, I don't care how from the person was in his lifetime, how kind of tzaddik he was, that sounds like a Zavah Zarah. There's nothing to do with the Shechit. That's already a different story. The Dalek Hakim of the Remiza. After the things are not simple these days. Habashim, my time is up. I want to continue tomorrow with these inyanim, which are very important inyanim. If you have any ha'aretz, please make them. And after we finish these inyanim, we'll go to the Sugya, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, about Tavit Sefer Torah, Al-Gabe Karka, and Yeshiva, Al-Gabe Hamita, etc.
Yeah.